The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 24. I awoke that morning to the sound of water rushing gently over the rocks in the stream on whose banks we had camped the night before. This had an effect on me that I did not shake until I had made my own contribution to the creek's less than mighty torrent. It appeared, once I zipped up and looked around, that yesterday's grass fire had not even reached the stream, but had burned itself out some distance west of us. Both Hobie and Alvy were already awake and drinking coffee. I joined them, and we began discussing our plans for the day. We wondered if we should make a general sweep of the area in an attempt to find Roger, Mr. Freddy Bananas III, and Sammy, or if we should press on along our original route and hope that they had done likewise. Hobie and Alvy both figured that the wisest course of action would be to press on. Alvy said that if the other three had in fact continued on up into the lesser hills, we could spend a good deal of time looking for them and not find them. Hobie thought that if they were still in the area, they would eventually, when they failed to find us, move on themselves. We were all headed for the Humbunga River on the other side of the hills, and there was only one possible spot for crossing for some miles. Hobie felt we should go there and wait. The others would get there sooner or later. And as I didn't really care one way or the other, that is what we decided to do. We finished our coffee and a nice little fish that Hobie had caught and fried, packed up, and headed further up into the lesser hills, keeping an eye out for our erstwhile companions. As I was once again bringing up the rear, it was I who first spotted the figures in the distance. They were some ways behind us, but moving faster. I could only see two figures, and I assumed that Mr. Freddy Bananas III must be seated behind Roger, as he had been earlier behind Alvy, and for this reason I could not see him. But then I noticed a third mounted figure, and a fourth, and a fifth, and I realized that these people following us were not our friends.